Oh.
It's today is Sunday, the 29th of June, 2014. And there's something significant going on today, isn't there, in Chicago, right?
Yes, today.
Give me a quick rundown on what it is,
today,
right?
Today is the famous Chicago Gay Pride Parade.
And is that famous because of Chicago? Because there have been gay pride parades in that I've, you know, witnessed myself in Brighton, in even in Ireland.
Sure.
And in other places.
Well, it's the largest in the United States.
Ah, right.
And there are hundreds of thousands of people in a parade. And for the most part, the entire city celebrates, which I think is also unique to the United States because, you know, gay pride issues tend to be very divisive. But in Chicago, it tends to be something that brings everyone together, and so therefore the parade is well celebrated. But I wanted to point out the historical Uptown Theater here. It is boarded up at the moment. But this was in the old days in Chicago, almost 100 years ago, it was one of the most highly sought-after theaters for vaudeville comedy.
Oh, right, vaudeville. Right.
Vaudeville comedy and also very high-profile Broadway acts that after they would leave Broadway in New York City, they would come here and perform here. You see a lot of the facade has deteriorated, but within the next probably 3 or 5 years, it will be reopened.
But it's not badly damaged. I mean,
it's not that badly damaged.
Condition.
The inside is completely dilapidated.
Right. Okay. And even the outside is pretty dilapidated. To
exactly.
Be honest, it looks
so. Just as of less than 6 months ago, this sign here that we see that is vertical used to carry the letters UPTOWN. Uptown, but they removed them to have them restored, and they're going to put them back.
And who is going to put that back? Is it a conservation organization?
It is a preservation company. It is a collaboration of a few venture capitalists who are pulling their money together to start it. The goal is to bring some very major bands and films and those sorts of things back to this area. We are in a neighborhood called Uptown, which in many ways is very, very underdeveloped. If we were to go just a few blocks south, it's very underdeveloped with lots of drug and gang activity. And just north is an area called Little Vietnam, which is also very, just 3 blocks north of here, which is also very underdeveloped. And the goal is to bring some additional visibility and some art back to the area.
But you told me that gay pride in Chicago, a short distance from here, are hundreds of thousands of people.
Of thousands.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's
Absolutely.
That area called?
It's called Lakeview, and the parade goes through Lincoln Park neighborhood, Lakeview neighborhood, North Center neighborhood, stretches for almost 50 blocks. And the entire city celebrates, and because the weather is beautiful today, most of the people after the parade will be going to the beach, and the beach will be just full of people, like a sea of people.
And there's a beach with sand and
Absolutely.
People lying
Absolutely.
Around in...
Yeah, yeah.
in
Over 50 miles
sand.
Of beach, absolutely.
50 miles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the way north as far as Evanston, Illinois.
Without interruption?
Without interruption.
50 miles of sand?
Absolutely.
You're joking.
I'm serious. You could fly over it
and
see it.
I thought we had big beaches in parts of Ireland.
Oh,
50
no.
50 miles
absolutely.
Of beach.
We can drive by there early. After we wrap up here, we'll drive by there and I'll show you.
Are there bigger beaches in North America?
Oh, of course. In California and Florida, for sure.
More than 50 miles.
But none of them have the urban... sort of proximity like we do, where you can walk into a major urban center within 10 minutes being a beach.
Okay, the thing I want to ask you about is a word I picked up while I was here, right? And you remind me about it when you talk about the sheer hugeness of gay pride in Chicago, mm-hmm. right? And I don't understand, or I didn't even fully remember what I was told about this word, and it's called gayberhood. Now... So I want to
it's
know
good word. It's a good word.
What you know sure. about gayberhood, please.
Absolutely. So in Chicago specifically, there are two neighborhoods that would be referred to as being the most gay-friendly. And what we would see would be the distribution of the residents in those neighborhoods would mostly be gay, lesbian. And there are two in particular. One is Lakeview. And one is Andersonville on the north side, which was originally founded by the Swedish and German. But over time, it became very much a prominent neighborhood for lesbians. And then Lakeview is for young gay urban professionals who live in this neighborhood. And I used to live
All
in Andersonville.
All white are mixed.
It's very diverse. Okay. It's very diverse. Yeah. But I would say safely that it is predominantly white, but definitely is quite diverse as well. Yeah, and it's and
but
I think
where does the word gayberhood come from?
Yeah, I think that that's where it comes from is, you know, you walk into this neighborhood and you know it, it's definitely more gay friendly than maybe some of the other ones that would be referred to as a gay.
I heard it was a controversial word though.
It is a very controversial word, which is why I chuckled a bit whenever you said it. It's controversial because in some regards people would refer to those as a gayberhood in sort of a tongue-in-cheek sort of way, and some people would joke it and it would be fine, and then some people are a little offended by it if you use it.
Is it a bit like as if you were calling it a queer neighborhood?
Exactly. Same sort of context.
But queer has been reclaimed by...
It has been reclaimed. I do still think there's a stigma tied to it, though.
Okay, but is there anything particular? I think I know a little bit, but I haven't remembered it properly. I think maybe my niece should go away while we talk about this. But do you know what I'm talking about?
Of course.
What's the symbol of gay burhood in Chicago?
The icon, you mean?
Yeah.
It would be a flag of the sort of predominant rainbow colors.
That's the South African national flag?
No, actually, just like a standard. If you look around, we have one here on her cheek.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a couple people who are just got
yellow,
their face painted. Yellow, red, green, blue.
Right.
And I think there might be a pink in there, and each color actually represents something. But I'm not familiar enough to know
green
what it represents.
Women, isn't it?
I think one is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, queer, and something else.
Right.
But I think each color represents one.
So we can walk on, but is there anything else?
So actually, we're going to walk this way.
Oh, are we? Right, okay.
If we walk that
anything
way,
else about gayberhood to add? I mean, I can look it up on Wikipedia, I guess, but it would be good to get it from the...
No, I think that would be the most that I would know.
Yeah. Somebody cracked a joke about the Hancock Tower in Chicago, but I'm not sure that it is quite repeatable on all family viewing. So I want
something
family listening
to.
To
look downtown at night.
Yeah,
and kind of look straight south there. You see the top of that
is
tower.
Is that the Hancock Tower?
That's Hancock Tower.
That's
right?
Hancock Tower. Yes. Yeah. Wow. People are all wearing rainbow colors, and they're wearing rainbow wigs. It's an absolutely...
He's archiving the parade.
Sorry,
so
people are...
South, straight away downtown, right? At nighttime, the tower antennas will glow of rainbow colors.
Really?
Yeah.
Just tonight or
just
every...
Just tonight.
Just tonight, right.
The entire weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're running a scampering across the road because it's 5, 4, 3... 2, 1, and I don't want to get run over, right? Okay, there's the Bridgeview Bank uptown, and Starbucks, right.
How ironic.
Absolutely. But anyway, there we are, right? Okay, we're on our way to the Riviera Theater. Now this is, it looks very run down.
It's very run down, but it's actually very active.
Is it alive? Is it alive?
It's
advertising Chicago's most refreshing beer, which is, of course, Coors Light, which, of course, I'm not paid to say.
Chicago is Colorado.
Oh, really? Are you serious?
But if you take a look at the front here, take a look at the front, it has, they've repurposed the top and it's painted to look like the bottom part.
Right.
Because it's interesting. Because
this is kitsch, real kitsch.
This is very kitschy, right? Because zoning, Chicago's zoning laws, which determine and mandate the height of buildings and what sort of materials they can use at certain heights of the buildings, right? On this side of the block, now if you notice on that side of the block, the buildings are taller, right? This side of the block, they're much shorter. And so in order for it to look like the original theater, they had to paint it.
Is that a cardboard top?
It's probably wood.
Right.
Isn't that
so
interesting?
You're only allowed to brick up to a certain level?
Sure. By block.
But
it's
actually,
different.
Across the road
across
is a
road,
huge building.
The zoning would be different there.
So one side
so
of the street...
So if someone were to buy this pancake house here, the Golden House, which is also quite well known...
Yeah, which is selling short stack, 3 buttermilk pancakes with whipped butter for $3.45, or else 2 fried eggs, 2 strips of bacon, or 2 sausage links... Potatoes, toast, butter for $5.10. I don't intend to continue. There is no food outside.
For example,
yes.
If someone were to buy this building and tear it down, they could not build anything higher than this one next to it.
Right.
It just prevents overdevelopment or a major corporation coming in and taking over the entire block.
And is there actually an ethos in Chicago which values its architectural heritage.
Absolutely. So we have actually, as part of the city, there's a historical landmark association that will tag and preserve specially identified buildings in Chicago. One is the Uptown Theater, believe it or not. It is a historical landmark, but the Landmark Association has refused to fund it because of the neighborhood that it's in. They don't think that it will continue to generate business, and so they've offered it to the private sector to fund it. It's just interesting. I think it's a little bit ironic, but for example, where the Chicago Cubs baseball team.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about baseball.
Wrigley Field, right? It's also a historical
Wrigley's
landmark.
Chewing Gum?
Well, is that tied to it. That's where the name came from.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's also a historical landmark. And so for years and years and years, as baseball has continued to grow, the parks get bigger and bigger and more commercialized so they can bring in more people and more ticket sales and so forth. Well, Wrigley Field is quite different than all the other Major League Baseball stadiums because it's a historical landmark. It cannot be added on to. So they can't add more seats. They can only add more seats within the building itself. So they have to get very creative, and they can't knock things down. And
do they charge higher and higher prices?
It is the highest ticket sales price in the entire Major League
system. I was thinking
system.
That they must
and
do
And they're
that.
The worst team. How funny is that?
And you pay the highest price.
We went to a game just before you came.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A baseball game?
Yeah, on the Thursday before you came, I think.
Yeah.
Tell me, is there internal rivalry within Chicago between baseball teams like there is in Los Angeles?
The White Sox and the Cubs. Which the White Sox would represent typically South Side fans, and we are Cub fans, and we represent North City's North Side fans. So there's always this, sometimes people would say it's playful, but sometimes really very sort of vicious rivalry.
Would it rival the rivalry, let us say, within Liverpool, between Liverpool and Everton?
Or
Manchester between
Man City.
Man City?
Yeah, I think so. Less violent.
No, no, there isn't violent relationships. Let's kick this on the head. The relationship between Everton and Liverpool are not violent, right?
But I'm a Liverpool fan.
But do you feel violently towards Everton
no,
fans?
No, I maybe if I found a broken bottle, I might use it, but I wouldn't make one my own. That's a joke.
I hope it's a joke. It's a joke. You mean you are a respectable person, and you know I think we might have to sort of that was we delivered with huge irony, you know, and so look, are we going into Starbucks?
Not unless you want. To.
No, I don't. I actually like bijou coffee houses. To be truthful, I like really small coffee houses.
We have plenty in my.
Could
own
you
favorite.
Actually take me yes. to a That's really good. Small? Because there is a coffee house in Cork. It's called Filter Cork.
Okay.
And you wouldn't fit more than 25 people in there in total, right?
Oh, no. We have coffee shops that would only seat 5 people here in Chicago.
Oh, I want to go to the
many of them.
To a close one, which is really very small, right?
Okay.
So that I can... Now, the one in Cork will actually has... It's called Filter, but they have all the usual stuff about, you know, the big machines that will make you all that. But they actually also make filter coffee in a press about 4 other technologies that can be used for making coffee, you see. So I did actually say to them that in Chicago I would go to a really small place and do a podcast from a Chicago coffee house.
Lovely. So I'll sell you a good place.
Okay, we'll do
it
that.
It is the number one coffee company in Chicago, and it's called Intelligentsia.
But is it everywhere else? Is it a huge mass brand, or is it Chicago?
It's pure Chicago. I think they may have ventured into some other places, but it is pure Chicago. And it was first established at the bottom floor of the Monadnock building, which is downtown. It is the tallest and first skyscraper in the United States. And it's still today the tallest masonry-only building in the United States. It's 17 floors.
And what's it called again?
It's called the Monadnock building.
And is that higher than the...
Not any longer. Oh. That's the Sears Tower, which is made of metal and other materials. But the Monadnock building, which is 17 floors high, is still today...
Masonry.
Is masonry only. And the masonry is 6 feet thick.
These are blocks of concrete, basically.
Yeah, it's incredible. And the wonderful thing about it is prior to working at the University of Chicago, my immigration law and policy firm was on the 17th floor of that building.
Oh, my goodness.
It was beautiful.
Can we go back there today?
It's downtown, so it would be a bit of a trek to get there.
Okay, we won't go downtown.
But if you go to downtown,
but can
it's
we go
an
to
easy
a,
walk
can
there.
We go to a coffee.
Yes.
No, I only want to go there with you, and if I can't go there with you, I'll come. I'll come back to
it's
Chicago,
an incredible
right?
Tour.
But wow. Okay, so are we now going to
the? Take you to a coffee shop.
We're going to a coffee shop.
Yes.
Great, great, wonderful, wonderful. Out of the green, mill,
oh
into,
coffee.
And we're actually getting into an oven. Right.
Oh my God,
while
so
we,
far
well, it's a German oven at least. So,
so bloody hot. What temperature is it, Jeremy, in the car?
Let's see. One, two. It is 92 degrees. 91, probably hotter.
Can you? You're a great mathematician and all that. And you've got a great
would,
brain.
Would,
can
would
you
would
translate
be, 30,
that into? Is it 32?
Maybe 30, 32.
No,
right.
Is 32 100? All right. We're quickly checking.
Quickly checking.
But anyway, 91 is hot.
Either way.
It's when I was
hot.
In Arizona
it
a very long time ago, it was 105. I remember that. But Arizona was terribly dry.
I'm not going to put
anyway,
this on record
this is
of how
amazing.
I think about Arizona heat.
Right, right.
Well, my partner is from Arizona, and I have to retain that relationship somehow.
Right, right. Okay. Surely people some people move down to Arizona from Chicago because they can't take the winters, I hear.
That's very, very common. It's 32.7 degrees Celsius.
32.7 repeating.
But that's just the temperature.
Right.
Don't forget about humidity.
Oh yeah, yeah. That just that is transforms everything, right? Is this regarded as painful, by the way?
It's a bit painful to me.
Right, right.
But I grew up in the South, and the South is very humid and sticky, so it doesn't feel.
You grew up on the south side of Chicago?
No, I grew up in the south part of the United States. I grew up in Kentucky.
Kentucky, so that's why, you know, is Kentucky where Kentucky Fried Chicken came from?
It's very funny, but Colonel Sanders, which is the brand face of Kentucky Fried Chicken, is born and is from Kentucky, but the company itself was established and founded in California.
Right, so that means that he was a migrant worker?
So, oh, really quickly, the Darlington Hotel here, it's also very famous. This is where people would, quote-unquote, go for a ride. During the Capone eras.
Oh, right.
This is where they would go and...
this was a knocking shop?
You pretty much got it. This is where they would go to the shows, they would go to the pubs and whatever. They would find a burlesque dancer or whatever, and this is where they would go to have their...
Is this all in film, by the way? I haven't seen the films about Al Capone, but...
There are many, many, many,
have
many.
You seen many of them?
I've seen so many of them that they have all start to bleed together. There's most of the time you can find them on the History Channel.
Right. There's no one you recommend above all of this?
Oh, gosh.
Right, I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah.
I know that they did a film version of the book that I have back
oh,
there.
Oh, did they? Right. Right. Now, I'm looking at a bus company here, and a bus is turning right at these traffic lights. And what about buses in Chicago, as a matter of interest? We've said something about trains, but is the bus company
same
also
by the
owned
same
by
company?
The same
yep,
company?
CTA, yeah.
Right? Are they all single-deckers?
They're all single-deckers. We also have accordion buses, which would be this.
Ah, they're
the
bendy, what we call
exactly.
bendy buses.
Bendies, yeah, we
bendy
call buses, them accordion buses.
Accordion buses, right?
Yeah. They're doing away with them because urban policy analysts have determined by GIS... geographic information system illustration charts that bendy buses or accordion buses actually stall traffic and take more gas and fuel, and they're incredibly inefficient in the way that Chicago's traffic functions today, so they're doing away with them slowly. And we've introduced more than any other city in the United States hybrid gas buses as well. So a lot more I don't know what percentage of them are, but many of them are hybrid gas buses.
I wonder will we get electric buses in the near future? We're certainly getting electric cars.
Yeah,
anyway,
I
there
think
we are.
At
that's
some
a
point,
topic for conversation,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But now we're facing, we're leaving this area, and we're
yep.
heading to
we're,
what area?
We're going to head back to Logan Square.
So, and we're going to a coffee shop
go
in
to
Logan
a coffee
Square,
shop
right?
Called
okay.
Intelligentsia.
Well, you can follow us to Intelligentsia. See you later, folks.
Quick question, is the vlog off now?